Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, as we remember our buddy Sid Weiss, thank you for being here on the show today. Appreciate it very, very much. Thank you for being here. Programming note, tomorrow night, I will be on Fox News Saturday night with my buddy Jimmy Failla. It's his show. It's his big TV show. And I'll be on there on a great panel, including my buddy Abby Hornacek. So that'll be fun. Tune into that tomorrow night. Fox News Channel, 10 p.m. Saturday night. Set your DVR. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. You know what's amazing is that Larry Kudlow, who I have not talked to in quite some time, he talked about the fact that Trump's rally has changed the game. And Biden is on the run. And the real question, of course, is, will the Democrats replace Joe Biden? You know, we've talked about this a lot. You know my theory, right? My theory on this is that if things get really, really bad, they swap him out. They cannot afford to risk losing to Donald Trump. If it was Nikki Haley, they wouldn't care. If it was Nikki Haley, nobody would care. If it was another swamp creature Republican, but they can't risk Donald Trump going in there and actually smashing the deep state. They just can't risk it. And think about it from their perspective, right? I mean, what have we uncovered recently? Let's just take COVID, for example. Just take COVID-19. What came out yesterday with the House Select Subcommittee on the Origins of COVID-19? We know now, they admit, finally, to gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China. And I'm shocked. I'm as shocked as you are. I'm as shocked as you were all shocked by this. Because I thought, like you thought, like we all thought, that it was a undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. I know. This whole time, I've been defending the wet market theory from all you crazy lab leak conspiracy kooks. And now I got to eat my own bat. I got to eat my own raccoon dog. I got to eat my own pangolin. As they now, in fact, admit that they did gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through EcoHealth Alliance.
Dr. Tabak, did NIH fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through EcoHealth?
It depends on your definition of gain-of-function research. If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did, but this is research. The generic term is research that goes on in many, many labs around the country. It is not regulated, and the reason it's not regulated is it poses no threat or harm to anybody.
Dr. Tabak.
It poses no harm to anybody. Got that? Poses no harm to anybody. What harm could possibly come out of mutating highly lethal viruses and making them more highly lethal? What could possibly go wrong? How could anybody get harmed by that? Here's an exchange from the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Dr. McCormick, who's a congressman here, speaking about this and how Ecolab violated the terms of its grant with the National Institutes of Health when it failed to produce laboratory notebooks with data about the WIVs. Gain-of-function research.
Dr. Tabak, when the National Institute of Health requested the notebooks from EcoHealth, was EcoHealth required to produce them under its grants terms?
Yes, they were.
Okay, thank you. When NIH requested the notebooks from EcoHealth, should EcoHealth have been able to access them or already have access to them?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Did EcoHealth ever produce the requested notebooks?
They have not.
Never did. Thank you. Dr. Daszak testified 2 weeks ago that he was not required to produce the lab notebooks. Would NIH disagree with that testimony?
Yes, we disagree with that testimony.
Thank you, Dr. Tabak, for clarifying that. The testifying here today clarifies the inconsistency between Dr. Daszak's testimony and the testimony of numerous NIH officials and NIAID officials also, including yourself. Dr. Daszak's continues to thwart congressional oversight through semantics and outright dishonesty, quite frankly. He has routinely failed to produce pertinent documents and made countless misleading statements to the Select Subcommittee right here.
Former National Institutes of NIH Director Francis Collins came out and said, he finally said that the COVID-19 lab leak hypothesis is not a conspiracy theory. This is part of the transcript that was released by the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. And this is the question. It was Dr. Collins here, you know, is the possibility of a lab leak a conspiracy theory? He says you have to define what you mean by a lab leak. Putting aside de novo, the possibility of a laboratory or research-related accident, a researcher doing something in a lab, getting infected with a virus, and then sparking the pandemic, is that scenario a conspiracy theory? His answer, not at this point. That's weird. Why was it a conspiracy theory in March of 2020, though, but not now? No. Think about that for a second. Think about it. In March of 2020, we were told that was a conspiracy theory, but his answer, his exact answer in that question is that scenario a conspiracy theory? Not at this point. Why was it at that point? They had no more evidence back then that COVID came from the wet market. So why was it a conspiracy theory then, but it's not a conspiracy theory now? What's changed? What's changed? Now, the reason why, of course, back then is that the Chinese ambassador was on CBS News, and he was saying that China, it's very, very racist to say that this pandemic came from a lab. He was telling that to Margaret Brennan at the time. And he said it was very, 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 very racist. Please don't say that. Please don't say that. Don't push the lab leak theory. All right. Stop it. Stop it. Stop doing that. And now it's not a conspiracy theory, even though if you said it back then, though, it was a conspiracy theory. Got it? You understand the difference? Now it's not anymore. I wonder why. I wonder what changed. I know what it is. Evidence. That's right. Evidence came out that they could no longer hide and they could no longer refute. They tried to. For the longest time, they tried to lie to us and hide it. But then the evidence kept coming and coming and coming. The COVID Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, alleged federal records violator and top advisor to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. Dr. David Morins is still employed by the National Institutes for Health. Why? Dr. Morins used his personal email to hide conversations about the origins of COVID-19. And to undermine NIH operations.
What is Dr. Moran's current employment status?
He is an employee of NIH.
Well, I think you see where my lines of questioning were leading. We have some serious concerns. We have fought in the select subcommittee, the oversight committee, on obtaining information. And, you know, here you have admission of deleting information, going to great lengths to not be transparent, in an apparent cover-up of something that I think we would agree in a bipartisan manner is one of the most serious issues that our country's ever faced, the COVID-19 pandemic. What is Dr. Moran's current employment?
It is, but he's still going to be there, and he's not going to go anywhere. This is from 4 years ago. This is when the Chinese ambassador to the United States dismissed the coronavirus theories as absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now we know that we were paying for gain-of-function research. We know that we were funding the Wuhan lab. We know all these things.
Thank you.
Our condolences for these hundreds of fatalities. Yeah. Why hasn't the virus been contained?
Well, you see, this is a new virus. So virtually very few people knew anything about it at the beginning. That's how people are still learning to discover more about the virus and how it affects people and the channels of infections and trying their best to stop it.
Oh.
The U.S. has offered repeatedly to send CDC experts, American experts, to help out. Why does Beijing continue to ignore those offers?
I don't think it's been ignored. First of all,
you haven't said yes.
Well, we welcome the American experts to participate in our efforts.
Oh.
And we are coordinating with the World Health Organization because a lot of things are done under the auspices of the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly welcome American
experts. Let's stop it right there. The World Health Organization covered for China, too, and told everybody that the idea that this virus came from a lab was cuckoo, loco, conspiracy theory crazy. Because the World Health Organization is bought and paid for by China. This is the other problem with this whole idea of a pandemic treaty, an international pandemic treaty that would essentially now tell the United States of America, you need to destroy your sovereignty. Any ideas of sovereignty? Gone. Goodbye. The world. We, the evil Bond villains at the WEF, at the World Economic Forum, the World Bank, they will control the world if there's another pandemic. World Health Organization cover for China in the earliest days. Go ahead.
But to join the expert group that the WHO is assembling, and I'm sure they will be going to China very soon.
You expect Americans to be there as part of the WHO, but you don't want the CDC there?
First of all, American experts are on the list recommended by the WHO.
Now think about this now. This is February of 2020, and the question is, can we send Americans to the lab? We know now that we were paying for the research in that lab, so why not? If it didn't come from a lab, if there was nothing to worry about, if we didn't have anything to worry about, why not send Americans, the CDC, help out? It's a pandemic. Why not help out? Everybody all, you know, team go. But he doesn't want anybody there. Notice that?
We certainly respect. I think all of us respect the WHO as the most professional intergovernmental body in the world.
Really?
And for the US CDC, they have very frequent regular contact with their Chinese counterpart, the Chinese CDC. And even beyond that, some American experts have come to China already on their own individual basis.
Who?
So there is ongoing contacts, not only between the two governments, but also between the two CDCs and between the academic institutions, and even some American companies are also offering help.
Oh,
technical help.
Like pharmaceutical companies?
I asked the question because it also gets at, there's a lot of suspicion because of that. And in fact, this week, Senator Tom Cotton, who sits on the Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committee, suggested that the virus may have come from China's biological warfare program. That's an extraordinary charge.
Extraordinary! Except it's true. It's not a charge. It's a fact. What Senator Tom Cotton was saying back then was real and a fact. But this is when the corporate media will kick into high gear along with big tech and the government to start covering for China. This is where it begins. That's crazy and racist, by the way.
How do you respond to that?
I think it's true that a lot is still unknown. And our scientists, Chinese scientists, American scientists, scientists of other countries, are doing their best to learn more about the virus. But it's very harmful, it's very dangerous to stir up suspicion, rumors, and spread them among the people. For one thing, this will create panic. Another thing is that it will fan up racial discrimination, xenophobia, all these things that will really harm our joint efforts to combat the virus. Of course,
xenophobia and racism, if you say it came from a lab or it was part of the Chinese military program, but not if you say that the eating habits of the people of Wuhan were so freaking filthy that they would walk over to a wet market and go, give me your bat, I'll take the bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. And I'd like it rare, please. Rare. That's how disgusting we are. That's how we eat. That's not racist to say that, but to say that it may have come from a lab, no, that's totally racist and would lead to xenophobia. You got it? This is the moment. February of 2020, where the world decided it was going to cover for China, where the United States of America, and I don't mean the president at the time, I mean all the bureaucrats decided that they were going to cover for China too. Eco Health Alliance, Peter Daszak, and why? Because we were funding the gain of research. The American companies that are over there are pharmaceutical companies, so they're making money off gain of function research. You make money on both ends. You make money by creating the virus, and you make money by finding the way to fight the virus. Everybody wins.
All kinds of speculation and rumors. There are people who are saying that these viruses are coming from some military lab, not of China, maybe in the United States.
Oh.
How can we believe all these crazy things?
You think it's crazy? Where did the virus
come from? Absolutely crazy.
Where did the virus come from?
We still don't know yet. It's probably, according to some initial outcome of the research, probably coming from some animals. But we have to discover.
People eating animals. You know, people eating bat burgers. But we don't know. We don't know. But to say it came from a lab, or to say it might be a bioweapon, we know it's not that. Think about it. We don't know where it came from, but we know what it do. We know it's not that. How can you say that? With a straight face, how can you say that? It's like this. I know that Domino's is not really pizza, but I don't know what it is. Okay, what? Well, then how do you know it's not pizza? Because I know it's not. Well, then what is it? I don't know. I just know it's not pizza. Okay. How are you basing that? What evidence are you using to base your conclusion on that? No. We're just going to tell you what it isn't. We know what it's not. We don't know what it is, but we can rule out what it isn't. Got it? No, that makes absolutely no sense. Exactly. It's designed to confuse you.
More about it.
There has been some outcry on social media, particularly after the death of Dr. Li Wenliang. He had made public warnings for weeks.
Yeah.
Before the government acknowledged this was happening. In fact, authorities had forced him to disavow what he had said previously, which turned out to be true. The Communist Party of China is now investigating this. Why?
Well, we are all very saddened about the death of Dr. Li.
Yeah.
He is a good doctor. He was a devoted doctor. And he did his best to protect people's health. We are so grateful to him. But you see, he was a doctor, and a doctor could be alarmed by some individual cases. But as for the government, you have to do more. You have to base your decisions, your announcement, on more solid evidence.
What he's basically saying is we killed him. All right? We're acknowledging we killed him, and you know we're sad we killed him, but we killed him because he was out there saying things, and so we had to go out there and we had to kill him. All right, we whacked him. What do you want to say? What do you want to call it? Now we know Francis Collins knows that the COVID origins is not settled. There was no science to back social distance guidelines. We know we paid for gain-of-function research, and we know what came from the WHIV. These are all the things we know. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. He is the master of dental implants. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here on a Friday evening, it's great to be with you. Reminder, I'll be on Fox News Saturday night tomorrow night, 10 p.m. with my buddy Jimmy Failla. Please tune in for that. Definitely want you to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday night is always crazy on Fox News. It's crazy. But had the chance to speak to my buddy Tudor Dixon, the former Republican nominee for governor of Michigan, also a great buddy of mine. I've been on her podcast a few times. She's been on my show, been on Jimmy's show. She's a great friend. And I wanted to ask her specifically about what President Trump said regarding Michigan and the electric vehicles. Here we go. Lots to chat about. Let's start with Michigan, where you should be the governor. If there was in a sane world, you would have been, no question about it. I want to play you a clip, if I may. This is what the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, said about Michigan a short time ago today. He brought up Michigan, and I don't think he's wrong in any of this. I don't have the cut in front of me, Mikey, but you got it. Take a listen.
In Michigan, the auto industry is doing very poorly because jobs are starting to leave. We're losing. You know, with the electric vehicle mandate, they're going to be made in China. They're all going to be made in China and also in Mexico, owned by China.
Tudor Dixon, I'm telling you, he's right about this, and this is why Michigan workers are waking up, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people of Michigan, they see that when there are new automotive plants that are being built because they have to build new factories for these EV vehicles, that they're not being built in the state of Michigan. And let us not forget that the suppliers to the gas-powered vehicles are here in Michigan. And so we have, it's not just affecting those companies that you know, like Stellantis and GM and Ford. It's affecting those suppliers who are bringing parts into those companies as well. And they're not selling parts to just inside of Michigan. These are long-time auto industry part makers that are selling to automotive companies all over the country, but they're located in Michigan because that is our legacy industry, and it is being destroyed by these mandates. I mean, when have we ever seen the government decide what consumers will buy? It's unheard of. And now we have the government dictating, you are no longer going to be buying gas-powered cars. We're going to go to electric vehicles that don't run in the snow. Let me remind you, you can run for, 20 minutes across town in the winter weather, and that doesn't fly here in Michigan. It's just a total nightmare.
Yeah, and people like to make choices for themselves, Tudor. I mean, people like to be able to say, I want to drive the car I want to drive. And I think auto workers like doing what they do for a living. And the alternative for them, which I love when the Democrats turn out and say, well, we'll retrain you to do other things. Well, no, I like doing what I do for a living.
Oh, but Rich, you make a great point, because it wasn't just that. It was the same thing with the pipeline that they shut down, and they said, we're going to retrain you. These welders who go to umpteen hours of welding school, and they have a very, very highly trained skill that you can't just do anywhere. And they get very well paid for that skill to weld pipelines. You have to be incredibly, incredibly skilled to do that. And yet they're saying, oh, well, you can put up solar panels. Give me a break. I mean, it's insulting. But you mentioned something about, yeah, they're going to just tell you what you're going to drive now. Well, see, that's where it starts. And people can beat me up for this all they want, but let's face it, this is how socialism begins, where they start to say, this is what you can have. You can have this, and you can have this cell phone, and you can have this house. And then we get even more stringent, and the government controls even more, and they're slowly putting people into this. You can have this gas, or you can have this stove, no longer gas. You can have this toilet. It already started. You can have this shower. I mean, people joke about Donald Trump saying, you know, you've got these low-flow shower heads, you've got these toilets that don't flush, you're not going to have gas-powered stoves, now you have to have electric vehicles. That is how it starts. The government tells you what you can and can't have.
No, listen, you're 100% right. I wind up buying shower heads from Amazon, and I go in there with a screwdriver, and I take out that stupid low-flow monitor thing so that I can actually get a shower that washes me clean, Tudor, because I'm filthy. And with a dishwasher, I gotta turn the hot water on the sink. This is how stupid this is. I gotta run the hot water for like 5 minutes before I can start the dishwasher. Otherwise, the dishwasher doesn't get hot enough to actually clean things. When it comes to the laundry, have you noticed that we have a bed bug explosion in this country, particularly in cities like Philadelphia, where I'm broadcasting from? That's because the clothes don't kill the bed bugs because the machines don't get hot enough to actually kill them. All these regulations are stupid. People hate them. And part of what I think was Trump's charm is he turned around and said, we're going to get rid of this stuff. It actually relates to people because it's in their homes. It's a very smart strategy.
It's totally true. I mean, he talks about these things, and people, the leftist media makes fun of him. I mean, I talked about this on Hannity one night about how my toilet's so ridiculous. You can't flush the toilet with one piece of toilet paper in it. And the next day, everybody's like, do flush, Tudor. I'm like, you laugh about this, but everybody in my neighborhood goes, yeah, we had to replace all of our toilets. Everybody gets it because everybody relates to what's happening inside their homes. And the Democrats are such elitists because guess what? They don't have to buy these things. They just make us buy them.
That's right.
Now we have Rich Zeoli having to go down to the street corner and get his shower head from the black market.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned my name after name dropping Hannity. So I appreciate that. I feel better about myself now, Tudor Dixon. Thank you. Well, yeah, it's like that episode in Seinfeld. I mean, everything comes back to a Seinfeld episode. You know, I've got the black market shower heads.
Exactly.
Right? And when it comes to the cars,
they all had the low flow hair. I mean, this is ruining us.
There's nothing worse than low flow hair. It's nothing worse.
But I mean, you think about that, and that was when we were allowed to be funny, and you can relate to to that. And I was just at an event last night where they were talking about really need to bring comedy back. And that's what Jerry Seinfeld has been saying. And here he goes to Duke and not a political speech. He goes there to talk about laughing. I mean, that's what he was really saying. Bring laughter into your life. You're never going to look back at your life and say, man, I laughed too much. You're going to want to have laughed more. And he just, you know, you have this angst in this country right now where people are just attacking people. And that was true hatred, what we saw those few kids do at Duke. And that is, people say, well, it was just a few kids. And I agree, it was just a few kids. And they certainly shouldn't be getting the attention for that. But the fact that they can convince kids at a conservative college to go out and walk out of their own, how embarrassing, you walk out of your own graduation. That's powerful. And that's happening to our young people who have brains that are moldable right now. And we need to make sure that we are protecting them from these radicals.
You're so right. And one of the things I love about you is you're not afraid to be outspoken, and you don't care if you get the blowback from people. I think that there's a whole industry right now that just waits to pounce on people, like the two square tutor, whatever the comment was. I mean, there's a whole industry that's designed for that. But people are waking up and saying, I'm tired of being silenced. I'm tired of it. There's been so many efforts to silence people. You know, moms at school board meetings who were called domestic terrorists, and people on Facebook who get shamed if they say something, and they're called illiterate, and then people insult them and mock them. And then the effort to cancel people, to literally just cancel them from society. I think the good news is we've hit a tipping point. I think it's starting to go in the other direction where people have said, all right, knock it off already. Enough is enough. I want to speak my mind. I'm tired of being shamed.
Well, you know that right now there are some old school Democrats like Bill Clinton that are watching this trial with Donald Trump and thinking, man, glad I dodged that bullet.
Right? That guy was literally paying hush money to women through a private detective. Bill Clinton's the guy that reminds me of every guy I know that says, thank God there were no cameras around when I was in college.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, it's not funny, but the fact of the matter is that once this starts, it will never end. And they asked Donald Trump, why didn't you go after Hillary Clinton? And he said, you know what? I could have gone after Hillary Clinton, but I knew it would be bad for the country.
Yeah.
That to me is where we have got to get back to that. And I'm really hoping that Republicans don't say, well, from now on, we're going to drag every political opponent into court because this has been so bad. And I hope we're learning. Look, even the leftist media has come out and been like, yeah, maybe this was not a good idea, not going so well for us. It's not, because people don't like this. People don't like the airing of dirty laundry, especially if it has nothing to do with politics. And look, they were hard on Bill Clinton. This happened in the Oval Office. We're talking about something that was decades ago, and it has nothing to do with politics. This is not going well for the left. It's disgusting. It is really un-American, and I just hope that it ends here and we don't have this kind of political, legal lawfare shenanigans in the future.
You make such a great point about Trump choosing to say, I'm not going to go down this road, and Biden has weaponized the Department of Justice in such a way. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to, if they say you can bring criminal charges against former presidents, I want to bring charges against Barack Obama for murder for those drone strikes against those American citizens. I mean, they might have been terrorists, but I don't know. I may not win the case, but who cares? The process is the punishment. I'll make a name for myself as a U.S. attorney, and then I can use that platform to run for president myself one day. I mean, that's what's going to happen. It'll be even more of a clown show in this country.
And I wish everybody could hear Donald Trump's words over and over again, that they would have to listen to him say, I could have done it, and I said I'm not going to, because that is not good for the country. Because that's what a leader does. That's what someone who truly understands what it is to put the country first, to put the people first, to put himself aside and say, you know what, I don't care about this pettiness. For me, it's about the people of this country. And that is who Donald Trump is, and that is not what we are hearing from the left. And right now, as you see these polls trending more and more toward Donald Trump, especially in swing states, people are saying, hey, there are certain core values that we hold dear in this country. And that is that we are going to be a free country, that we are not going to have political persecution for because of a different viewpoint or a different political party. This is crazy stuff. And even the leftists, not the far leftists, but you have people left of center and independents who are right now going, we're not with the Democrat Party. We prefer the guy who says, I'm with the people.
You come back on my show, I got a black market, low flow shower head with your name on it, Tudor Dixon. That's how much I love you.
For make sure you have that.
Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill is where you want to go. My great friends over there, now they're having their renovation extravaganza. And I want you to take advantage of this because you will save some serious cash. Serious cash, including if you are a Costco member, you're going to get an extra $1,000 off. That's right, an extra $1,000 off if you are a Costco member. Cherry Hill Volvo is the best place to go. They stand with us. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios every single day. We so appreciate them standing with us. And we love their inventory, too. They got a great, great selection of cars. From the S-Class, which is made right in South Carolina at their plant. American jobs, baby. To the XC90, that's the third row SUV, which is perfect for getting the kids down the shore this summer. And also, too, the XC40, the XC60, great cars and great people. Now, don't let the renovation steer you away. You know, the dealership was built by Judah's father in the early 1960s, and it's time to upgrade. But that means great savings. Cherry Hill Volvo already has the most aggressive incentives out there. And now they're doubling down because of the renovation special. Because Judith knows it's a little bit complicated with a renovation. So no big deal. They're still in beautiful trailers and same level of amazing customer experience. But with the added incentives available through their renovation extravaganza. And the additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member. So go see them today. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership and the only Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here our Friday night, before I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, I want to remind you tomorrow night I will be on Fox News Saturday night with my buddy Jimmy Failla. And I'm excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a great night together. And who knows what kind of jokes we'll make. We'll probably talk about the debate. Perhaps I'll talk about debate prep with Joe Biden. Who knows? We'll find out what we talk about. But either way, we're going to have a lot of fun. So we covered a lot of ground today. I do think it's interesting, though, that speaking of debates, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, has said she does not recommend going on stage with Donald Trump. She doesn't recommend
it. I myself would never recommend going on a stage with Donald Trump, but the president has decided that's what he wants to do. I think the format he is suggesting is a good one. I think you all should have separate town hall meetings with them, let them challenge them with questions about the future, and let the public make its decision. I myself would never recommend going on a stage with Donald.
I just the fangs. It's just funny. I myself would never. You got to wonder if this is a setup, if they think that Trump will be in jail, perhaps. Why Biden agreed to this, or if they think that they'll just set the conditions in a way that Trump backs out. The whole idea of not having an audience, and, you know, Trump loves zingers and Trump loves busting chops and he loves making jokes. And that's something he's so good at, and thinking on his feet and thinking on the cuff. And of course, one of my favorite moments is the moment where Hillary Clinton said, well, thank God you're not president. And he turned around and said, you'd be in jail. That was a great line. He's good. I mean, when you hang out with him, he definitely busts chops. If he likes you, he busts chops. If he doesn't like you, he doesn't bust your chops. Or he'll bust your chops behind closed doors if you're not around, if he doesn't like you. I mean, he'll bust chops like, you know, make fat jokes about Chris Christie, for example, when he's not in the room. But to not have an audience is an advantage to Biden, no question about it. And it will make the whole night just seem more, I don't know, stiff and awkward, and maybe less people will watch. And maybe that's the idea. I don't think if you're Team Biden, you really want a lot of people watching this. But you do want something that's done, something that is going to perhaps, I don't know. I mean, there'll be viral moments, of course, viral moments that happen that go on to become the stuff of legend, because that's how that usually works. But I, I'm happy. I mean, I'm glad. I'm grateful that we're going to have a debate. I think it's important to do. I really do. I mean, you gotta get it out there. Biden's debate prep will consist of an IV transfusion of Red Bull, bee pollen, and possibly cocaine. I think possibly all those things. I really do. You know, we talked a little bit about that football player, Butker, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, for the alleged crime that he committed of giving a pro-family, pro-life, pro-parenting commencement at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. And the media's piled on him. You've had people trying to dox him. You have had people going after him just for having the temerity, the audacity of saying what he believed. Even the White House getting in the action. Even the White House got in on the action.
I want to ask you about a topic that's getting a lot of attention. The Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, is facing criticism for his recent commencement address, where he told female graduates that the most important title a woman can hold is homemaker. He was critical about surrogacy, IVF, and Pride Month, and he also criticized the president for being a Catholic who supports abortion rights. Has the president seen those comments? Does he have a reaction
to that? The president's been pretty busy today, so I haven't had a chance to focus on this particular issue. I think I've heard some reports on it. Look, the president's not going to back away from supporting women and reproductive rights, reproductive health care. It is important to do
reproductive health care
for all of our freedoms, and that's what you're seeing the president do. We saw the Dobbs decision in 2022, and what that caused is chaos. It caused women to have to do, be in a position to not get the health care that they need. I mean, that should not be where we are as a country. It should not be. And then you have extreme Republicans that continue to talk about how...
See how badly they want to make this about abortion? See how badly they want to make this election about abortion? It's unbelievable. But, you know, the point that he made, and I talked about this last night. Do you remember the final, or not last night, but Wednesday night? I said there's an effort in this country right now to make being a man, an alpha man, a bad thing. I talked about the movies now that make characters like tough guys like Thor and other people clowns. You know, if you are particularly a white guy, a white man, you are mocked and belittled and you know, you're the goofball. You're the goofball in the commercials. You're the goofball always. And one of the best parts about his speech was the part about the call for men to be men, you know, for men to be men. And step up and do the right thing for your family and to be unapologetic in your masculinity. And of course, the media hates that because they don't like alpha males. They don't like the concept of masculinity because they want to keep going with the lie of toxic masculinity. You know, that any man who's strong or is a good father or is a strong father, any of these people, they're just giving into rape culture, basically. That's what they want to believe. That's what they want to say. And as a father, I can tell you, I want my son to be a strong man when he grows up, a strong man who will protect his family and take care of his family. And I truly hope and pray that that's what will happen. And I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to raise Patrick in that matter. No question about it. It's a little bit of what Butker said.
To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better.
Oh my gosh, he said God. You can't say God. How dare you? How dare you? Now, the daughter of the Kansas City Chiefs owner, Gracie Hunt, defended Harrison Butker, who's got, of course, all this backlash now that's happening, during a pickleball outreach. She said she supports mothers who choose to stay home to raise their children. I mean, what's wrong with that? There are a lot of women out there who are very proud to be moms who are in the home taking care of their kids and not working outside the house for a corporation or something like that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But of course, in our society today, that is now looked at as a bad thing. I mean, they push it as a bad thing. They literally guilt women. Like, you're not home. You're home with your children. You're home raising children. What year is this? What's wrong with you?
We're going to start with you because the couch would like to know, as America would, the reaction from the Hunt family regarding the kicker, Harrison Butker.
Well, I can only speak from my own experience, which is I've had the most incredible mom who had the ability to stay home and be with us as kids growing up. And I understand that there are many women out there who can't make that decision, but for me in my life, I know it was really formative in shaping me and my siblings to be who we are.
So you understood what he was talking about?
For sure. Okay. And I really respect Harrison and his Christian faith and what he's accomplished on and off the field.
There you go. I mean, what's wrong with anything that she just said? Nothing. And there's nothing wrong with what he said either. And I'm glad. I for one am very, very happy. Very, very happy that Harrison Butker said we need to be men and stand up and be men. I like that. I like that very much. Speaking of a great man, a guy we lost this week, the second founding father of the Zioli Army, Sid Weiss. And you know, we dedicated today's show to him. And I just want to say again, you know, echo what I said earlier today. Sid was a great friend and a great part of this show, a part of the Zioli Army, really from day one. He was the second founding father. The first founding father, Mike, also passed away. Sid worked tirelessly to have fun with this program, busting my chops at every opportunity he could for years. And he would show up to our events with his custom-made Zioli Army shoes. He even at one time had a shirt made up of some of my catchphrases that I would say all the time, things I don't even remember saying. He had that made up for us, too. And he would come to Parks Comedy Night, he and Sarah, his wife, who I talked to today on the phone, and she's so strong. It's amazing. But we miss Sid very, very much. And Sarah said something to me today. She said, you know, the outpouring of support from the Zioli Army, from all the listeners of 1210, it's just been amazing. And it shows you what a family we really are. And I'm grateful to you. Thank you for reaching out to her and reaching out to Sid. And it shows you the power of this genre of radio, the kind of connection we have, the kind of camaraderie we have. I mean, even the people that don't like us are part of the joke in some ways. You know, we bust chops with our friends who disagree with us, who listen to the show all the time. And it is like a family. And I'm touched, blessed to be part of it. Blessed that, you know, people use my name on T-shirts and this movement, the Zioli Army. Like, it's amazing to me. It really is. It's something that I sometimes have a hard time even fathoming. But it is also something we don't take too seriously because we all get it. You know, at the end of the day, we fight for this country. We fight to do the right thing. We also fight to have a good time and to have fun together and to not take life too seriously, to appreciate our time here and to give back as best we can. Michael Pelka asked me to share something along with you as well. He said, he got a note from Sid a few years ago. He said, I strive to be the best person I can be. And if I have seen people using an EBT card in Bucks County, for example, I'll buy their groceries. He says, I got the idea from TikTok. Lots of people doing it. I know it's difficult because sometimes you have to eye up the needy and use a little bit of stereotypes, but it's a rare occurrence. It's only happened to me twice, but I try to reach out and do it. Sid was a great guy. The Zioli Army thanks you for helping us grow all these years. And thank you for being part of the show, for busting my chops for years. We'll miss you, buddy. We'll miss you very much. So we'll go out on a moment of silence on behalf of our friend Sid Weiss. We'll pray for his wife, Sarah, and his whole family. I wish you and your family a great weekend. Thank you for listening.
Rich Zioli Week
weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.